Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 41. So let's go back to our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. For the word of God is alive. The quick means is old English for what? Alive. If you listen to the first episode, you know this. We dissected every aspect of this scripture, and now we are at the point where we're saying the power of the word, that the word of God is revelation, divine revelation that God gave about how the world came into being and what, who, how the man was made and what the man did to bring all of us, you and I, into this predicament. Adam committed high treason when he handed over the whole creation, and according to 1 Timothy 2:13-14, he was not deceived. Eve was beguiled, but he was not. So the effect of the treason was that, number one, Adam spoiled God's plan. He spoiled God's plan. Oh, it's so sad. Adam spoiled God's plan. As I said, God had created man for his pleasure. You know, I know a sister who had a near-death experience. And one of the things that he said, she said a lot of things. And one of the things that she said, that when she came out of her body, said her body was divided into three equal parts. And so spirit, soul, and body, I've already explained that. And then she said she was like, as though she had passed through a machine. And she became a hologram, you know, something, you know, hologram, you know, like if you ever watch films like that, hologram, you become like something that can be seen through, something that is like a bubble kind of, okay, something like that, by a being that you could see through. And suddenly, she said when she came out of her body, she saw her body, she, the spirit, saw her body lying in the hospital bed. And one of the things that she said she realized was that the most beautiful orchestra was playing. Listen, the most beautiful orchestra. She was wondering, where is this music coming from? Where is this music coming from? And to her amazement, the music was coming from her belly, inside of her. Oh my God. Now, do you understand why God says he created us for his pleasure? When you lift up your hand and say, oh God, I thank you. Jesus, I bless your name. You are so good to me. You think, oh, it's not nice. Or some people even think their tongues is not nice. They don't speak in tongues well. No, you are hearing that, but God is hearing the music that is coming from within. Orchestra is within you. Each and every one of us making music, making melody in your heart to God. That's what the Bible says. So God created us for his pleasure. And this was what God's plan, that we will know him, we will love him. We will know him, we will love him. Oh, we will know him and we'll love him. But Adam, he spoiled God's plan. He spoiled God's plan and introduced the unthinkable. Introduced the unthinkable. He brought death. Death is a nature. Death is Satan's nature. Adam spoiled God's plan. God said, I'm going to have children who are going to love me. Imagine, all men on earth would have been worshipping God and loving him and communing with him and being in charge of the earth. Ah, by this time the world would have been an amazing place. Being in charge, because even man in his fallen state can fly. Yes, we fly. Recently, I had to fly to where I'm sitting to do this program, to do this these episodes, you know. So, man can fly faster than the bird. Even though the bird was created originally to fly, we have made something which is faster than the bird. Man in his falling state is still superior. Still superior. Oh, so God had planned for us to be together with him, his children. One of the things that is beautiful is and nice is when you are a parent and you have your children around you. It's a beautiful thing, especially when you experience the empty nest and they come back from holiday. This one is coming back from school. This one is coming back from this. This one is from this country. That one is from the other place. And you all come together and for just 2 weeks. And yet it's so beautiful. You enjoy it. So this is what God wanted to have that closely knit family, so closely knit together, so one with him, so much in love with him. And Adam spoiled this plan. Oh, you're blessed by